The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
It is hour number three if you're keeping score at home. Mustard and Johnson, this hour brought to you by Shea Concrete. So, what have we covered every possible angle as far as this Chargers-Patriots game? Have we missed anything, Larry Johnson?
I think the kicking game could be important.
Well, I mean, everything could be important. Will it be important?
Well, you said that we covered everything. I said that's certainly an area you need to look at.
Do you trust Gostkowski after some struggles here and there?
I do.
You trust him?
I do, yeah. I think he's reliable enough to get them through.
Remember the final play of the Miami game, here and out, called the Desperado play, would not have resulted in the game-winning touchdown if Gostkowski hadn't missed a couple of a field goal and an extra point. That was definitely...
Bagley's their kicker. I don't know how good he is.
Badgley is his name.
Is it Badgley?
Badgley, yeah.
Yeah.
B-A-D. Yeah, Badgley.
Badgley.
Yeah.
So
and
who knows?
He was very reliable last week in Baltimore. Remember, we talked about this before. Chargers moved the ball under duress. I mean, that Ravens defense is tough, but they did not get into the end zone. They only got into it once, and that was after a series of bad calls by the officials. They should have gotten in once. That was taken away. Probably should have given the ball up the second time and got a fourth down play that enabled them to get the only touchdown. They held on for dear life. It just, you know, and this is kind of a reset. We've been talking about this all morning, but we'll kind of get back into the discussion that started this show. I think the Chargers on paper for 2018/2019 have a better team.
Oh, I think. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
They're not 12-4 and 7-1 on the road. And, you know, that only road loss, quote unquote, was against the Rams in the Coliseum.
I don't think the Patriots team is that talented.
No, they're one of the least talented teams in the Brady Belichick era.
And yet they win.
Yeah, and they win at home and they lose on the road.
But they're not playing the Jets in Buffalo. Yeah. Let's make that clear.
They're not playing the Jets. They're not playing Buffalo. They're not even playing Minnesota. I'm trying to go back. And I know this is putting you on the spot. And again, I don't have the schedule in front of me.
I don't either.
What was their most, to me, I guess, you'd have to say.
Even the Chicago game, they almost lost.
Well, the special teams, they got the block punt and they got the kickoff return from Patterson. So you take out the two special team plays, they lose that game. They had not lost. They've not lost to a team.
What was it? What game was it? The Pittsburgh game where they almost lost on the goal line?
Well, they lost to Pittsburgh.
The Hail Mary?
No, they lost. That was Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Thought,
and they almost lost to Chicago on the Hail Mary at the end of the game. That's when Josh Gordon was playing defense.
I feel much better if he was still playing, I tell
you. Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we've kind of moved on from Josh
Gordon.
Yeah,
have to.
Yeah. I mean, sir, would that have been an extra arrow in the quiver for Brady? No question about it. He doesn't have it. I think he's got enough backs coming out of the backfield to flood the defensive zone. I think he's got enough possession receivers. I think it's going to be enough.
I think Dorsett's pretty good if they go to him.
Problem is they don't go to him. He disappears, doesn't play, and suddenly whatever happened to Dorsett, and then occasionally he'll get the ball. Had a few targets in the last couple weeks, but again, very difficult to assess. All right, we have blabbed on for about 2 hours and 15 minutes on what we think is going to happen. What do you think is going to happen? 617-779-7937. We head down to Georgia with Big Al. And please, Larry, do not break out into song. If you break out into song, I'm walking out of here.
Ooh.
Hey, I love to hear Larry sing. Go right ahead.
No, please. I'm going to cut you off right now. I'm going to pull a Greg Dickerson on you in no time fast.
All right, I'll hiccup then.
All right, you can do your Foster Brooks impersonation. So, hey, Al, what's happening down there in beautiful Georgia?
Well, you know, it's about 55, 60 degrees and sunny.
Al, do me a big favor. You're a veteran now. Yeah. Get off the speakerphone and put that mouth right up into the speaker. Thank you.
I swear to God, fellas, I'm not on the speakerphone.
You got bad acoustics wherever you are.
Evidently.
Yeah.
I, you know, just here in my palatial living room. but anyways, just for the record, as far as myself and the battle of the waistline, I try to avoid all drive-throughs, which is very hard to do here in Valdosta. We do have a military base and a university, so we basically lead the league.
Right.
Drive-thru.
Well, you know Larry's a great drive-through misadventure from years ago. He went through a McDonald's and he ordered a burger, and when he opened up his wrapper, there were the two buns and no burger.
This was on the highway, so there wasn't much I could do about it.
Poor Larry. What a terrible moment.
Terrible. Well, anyways,
the lettuce was good.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to believe that for a second.
But I swear them off now. I just drive past the drive-thrus, and that seems to help me a little
bit. So that's your revolutionary diet, the non-drive-through diet.
That's the best I can come up with.
That is good.
I like it.
That is good.
Yeah.
But anyways, you asked me one time, why was I Big Al? Well, when you're born at 11 pounds, 9 ounces, you start out as Big Al, that's for sure.
So
my
you're,
poor mom.
Right.
How big are you now?
Right now I'm in the 200-ish range.
And how tall are you?
Are you gonna interview every caller and ask them their height and weight? Hey Al, what's your BMI? What about your body fat percentage? I want to know all these very important statistics. Our listeners are all ears right now.
Fellas, my life's an open book. You ask anything you want. I have no secrets. You just go right ahead. But as for the Patriots. We had Sony Michel down here in Athens, which is a long way from where I'm calling you from. I'm not really a big Georgia fan. But it just doesn't look like he has the same kind of burst, that he had. I don't know if this knee injury is affecting him. Maybe he'll be better next year or whatever. But there are those times he may have trouble getting to the hole, or when he gets through, somebody makes an ankle tackle on him.
Yeah, I thought he would. I heard he was great at Georgia, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's a little bit different. As great as the SEC is, and this is as close to the NFL as any conference, there's a big difference playing at the next level. And I just think people are putting way too much expectation into Sony Michel. I know Larry is. I think he's been solid.
Other teams have drafted very solid running backs that are more effective.
Well, I think, again, I don't think the Patriots are totally committed to it. You've seen it in spots in certain games. Will they do that against San Diego? L.A.? I don't know.
Well, listen, as for this game this weekend, I think we have caught a couple little of these fudge factor breaks. I don't know, how much it's really worth, but the Sunday at 1 o'clock starting time, I think most players that I've heard over the years, they seem to like that Sunday at 1 East Coast. That's like the normal, that's the default, and if they can get that, if they had a magic wand, they do that every week. Of course, they can't do it every week.
Yeah, I have these big arguments.
That's their favorite time.
Right. I have big arguments with Danny from Quincy. I love the 1 o'clock start. Obviously, if you're a Patriot team or a team that wins a lot, you're going to get into the 4 o'clock and the primetime windows more often.
Right.
But 1 o'clock, I think, is perfect. Now, it plays into the Patriots' hands because we know historically West Coast teams do not play well on the East Coast.
East Coast travel is a challenge, and they've had to do that now 2 weeks in a row, Chargers have.
Now, wait a minute. The question I would ask, though, Al, is does that help the Chargers or hurt the Chargers that they have to do it twice in 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't fly at that altitude with pro athletes, but I would think that it would be sort of like this kind of the football equivalent of the NBA where you're playing two road games back-to-back or something. Maybe the second road game in the twofer, you're not as sharp.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah, not for this team, though. This team loves to play on the road. 7-1. 7-0 outside of L.A. County, as Phil Rivers said.
Last point I'll make is this. I was a little surprised to see, just generally speaking, that Kansas City as the number one seed didn't get the extra day. In other words, they're playing today. And interestingly, how much motivation do you need? But if the Chiefs lose, if they get beat today, then the Patriots will know tomorrow.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If we win, we get another home game.
Yeah, I think that's an advantage. I think you bring up a very good point that's been largely overlooked. You think the number one seed should get the 14 day, but you know what it's been dictated by? It's dictated totally by TV.
Television.
And
yeah.
Saturday at 4:30 is the lowest rated, and it's Kansas City. Kansas City's a low rated market. It's not based on number one seed or anything else. It's based on market. And last week, of course, Houston, you notice Houston always plays in that 4:35 on Saturday.
Right.
Because it's even though Houston's a big market, it's a team that doesn't draw a lot of viewers. Now, it's a little bit different with Kansas City because Kansas City has taken on a national image this year. But I guarantee it's television, all television. You notice the Cowboys are on. Cowboys are on Saturday night again, second straight week. That there's a reason for that. The Cowboys have a tremendous national following.
So you're saying, Mustard, if it was KU basketball, it would be tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Bet.
All right,
have
Bill.
Have a great day.
Al, thanks.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, though. I think those do play into the Patriots' favor, knowing. If the Chiefs lose today, they already know if they take care of business, they got an AFC title game at home. And that reminds me, Larry, way back the pre-Brady Belichick era. Remember when you very presciently predicted that the Jacksonville Jaguars would go into Denver and beat Elway and company. Remember that?
I certainly do.
The year that Bledsoe went to the Super Bowl. By the time they got on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers and threw that bomb at the beginning of the game, they had already known that if they win that game, they're going to go to the AFC title game. So the Patriots have a very good – I mean, Chiefs could easily go down. Colts are playing great football, 10.
It's going to be a great game.
And one in the last 11. They will know by tomorrow at 1 o'clock. They have a – you know, hey – if we win this game, we stay at home. We're back in the Super Bowl. 617-779-7937. Let's take one more before the break. Big Mike is in the car, and he's next on Sports Radio.
Hey, Mike.
We go from Big Al to Big Mike.
What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Big Mike?
Offensive line here.
Yeah, really.
Nothing. I think a lot of people are missing one of the big, huge points. We got a hot ripped out of us against Miami. You know, King last week absolutely shredded Baltimore on the kickoff returns, and New England struggles very, very hard in special teams.
Forgot about and that. Good just, point. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just see them being able to win. It's going to come down to field position. Whoever has the ball last, I just see New England just missing the tackles. Special teams, they just struggle. And King was spectacular last week. Everybody's missing that point.
Well, they'll have to keep the ball away from them.
Oh, yeah, sure. That sounds easy. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's what they've done. They've kicked it to the corners.
It's going to be too cold. They're not going to be able to get it to the corners.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned Desmond King, and you know, he had a very good game against the Ravens, and special teams is something the Ravens do very well. That could be a factor. I mean, that's something that has not been brought up. Usually the Patriots, I mean, when I think about the Patriots special teams, Larry, I mean, I think they have a very good special teams. Gostkowski's been extremely reliable. Allen is a very reliable punter. And generally, I mean, let's face it, every year Slater is on the Pro Bowl team. This year, he was on again this year. One of the great special team players of all time. So generally that's not an issue or a flaw. But Desmond King's had a terrific year as a kickoff returner. There's no question about that. 617-779-7937. Amanda hates 1 o'clock games, but loves calling in the 11 o'clock hour right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Danny from Quincy.
It just happens to work out that way. I come back from my run and I'm all, you know, some of the things I hear, though, it kind of puts me in a warp 5 on the run. So that's a good thing, Craig.
That gets your adrenaline flowing?
Yeah. By the way, the meteorologist that called last week was right about the snow, but he was wrong about the city. Kansas City's going to get the snow today.
Yeah, he said we're going to have that similar, like a 2015 snow effect here. I'm looking ahead, though, Danny. My phone can be very unreliable, but my smartphone says next Sunday it will be snowing in New England.
But it's a long way off.
I know.
It's a long way off.
The situation, you love to play meteorologist on the radio. They're going to get about 3 or 4 inches of snow. It's snowing right now in Kansas City.
Did I just say that or not?
No, you didn't. I said it. I'm taking credit.
I mean, that kind of changes my whole theme on what I thought was going to happen today in Kansas City, because I absolutely wanted the Colts to go to Kansas City and play the Chiefs. But,
Well, you think the snow favors Kansas City?
It definitely favors Kansas City because you got Mahomes can run or pass. He's and in the cold weather. I mean, Luck is he's a dome player. I didn't factor in the snow, but anyways, and I find it ironic. A little while ago, you mentioned the two field goal. I mean, the field goal and the extra point that Gostkowski missed in the Miami game.
Right.
2 weeks ago, we had a blowout over that, and you chose to point out to the last play of the game. And I always go to the tangibles and the pecking order. You know why a team lost? They left 4 points on the table in that game, and so the caller earlier was worried about the kicker. I'm really worried about Gostkowski. I mean, he's in the 50s. Forget about it. He's missed five altogether this year. Five field goals he's missed and one extra point. So, and most of them he missed were in the 50s. I'm not sure if they were the low 50s or the high 50s, but, you know, man, you gotta rely on your kicker to make it. You gotta get those field goals, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that worries me, and I don't know, Gronkowski not being able to run up the seam, that's another problem I have. I don't know, if Cordell Patterson catch a pass up the seam?
I don't think he's that kind of a player.
Well, I know that worries me. I mean, is he going to be is Gronkowski going to be a decoy? Like the Giants said, he's a decoy out there, man. He's a decoy, right?
So, right. Back in the second Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean that was huge. But I don't know, Craig.
You sound like you're a little nervous.
I am nervous.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's comments yesterday. Did you hear him?
Talking about practicing in the cold weather?
No. When I forget who the guy who asked him, Levin Reed, I think, asked him about what's different about this team. And he said, you know, he started talking about next year, the team being different. He was really melancholy and kind of like, I mean, boy, what a sucker I am. I'm emotionally invested. I'm going to be in sports depression on Monday if they lose or Sunday night. We all are, right? That's why I enjoy the time we got now, because it could all be over. And he's going to his wife and kids and going to be sending slideshow pictures of his vacation in Costa Rica. And I'm going to be stuck with snow next week, Greg.
You can always go to Jamaica.
He just seems so checked out. I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. This guy doesn't seem...
You know as well as I do. But Danny, I know. And it sounds like he was very philosophical after losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl in Time versus Time installment number 6.
You don't worry about that stuff, man.
Well, let's hear it. Let me hear it. I haven't heard it, so Bridget's got it all queued up. And
you just listen to it. Now, maybe I'm reading
into it. All right, let's hear it. Go ahead, Bridget.
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
He sounds resigned almost.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What is that all about?
Have to make the best of it.
Next year. You never hear any championship caliber Patriots team talk about next year.
Do you really believe he's checked out?
His mind is not into this game? To win a Super Bowl, you got to have you got to be all in. I mean, this could be nothing, but does that sound uncharacteristic of Brady?
Here's the issue with this, and this is why it's really difficult to make any of these predictions, is they have just as good a chance of getting beat tomorrow as they do going to the Super Bowl. Everything could fall right for them, and they can get into a Super Bowl, or they could just lose tomorrow.
But it falls in line with some of the brain lapses he's had this year.
Right.
Uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
His You know, again, I people think it's an insult to call a quarterback a game manager. The job description, 50% of it is you're managing the offense.
Right, and no one's done it better.
You're a leader. That's what a manager does in business.
So this,
I tell you one thing. If he doesn't play that well, there'll be a lot of cries for him to retire.
Yeah, but they'll go back if he doesn't play well and they lose, or even if they lose in the next round or somewhere along the way in the Super Bowl, whatever. They'll say his head wasn't into it. He was checked out, as you point out. He didn't go to OTAs. He didn't work with wide receivers.
He was on a cruise ship.
Just
that little edge that you need is kind of missing. On the outside looking in, it seems like it.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, I can say in Pauly, right? I love Pauly. Pauly in the truck on the way to Dedham, right?
Yeah.
But keeping Rivers in the pocket and contain, you got kill him. I want this guy killed. Make him feel the cold. That's what you got to do. The pass rush is the key, Larry. You and I are the pass rush.
Okay, and other than...
You got to get to them. They got to dial up blitzes. You got to do everything in your power to kill them early.
I want to see some blitzing. I want to see some stunts.
Kill them early and often. That is Danny's motto, his mantra going into this game at 1 o'clock.
Well, you just can't stand there and let them kill you.
No. 617-779-7937. We have a half hour to go. It is Mark James, Greg Dickerson. Who knows what fireworks will erupt? That's all happening right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Were? Till what time? How late did you stay up?
I was pretty late last night. I had a lot of film to watch, and I was up pretty late.
You're not going to watch the national title game tonight, though, right?
No, I'm not watching that. That's a great game to watch, but again, this is the biggest week of the year for me, so I got everything focused on what we need to do, and you can't watch enough film on weeks like this. You can't get enough rest. You can't get enough treatment, get enough training, or get enough practice. It's all about, what we got to do to be at our best for, the biggest 3 hours of the season.
Man, that sounds completely opposite from the cut we played going into the break. Tom Brady focused as always. He pronounced it as the most important game he's playing all year. Staying up and all night looking at film, needs to be rested, couldn't watch the national championship game on Monday when Clemson happily, joyously crushed Alabama. Does he sound like he's checked out, Larry?
That's a very anti-Patriot call, comment from him, because the Patriots never talk about future tense events.
Right, but that cut was very Brady-like. I mean, he's focused.
This one was. I mean, the one where he talked about next year.
So it's
you got on me at the beginning of the show. Don't talk about next year yet. And Brady's doing it.
Yeah, I don't think he. I think maybe he was answering a question. I think he kind of blew it off. Maybe they were. One of the questions was probably, have you thought about what's happening next year? But he didn't really go into any excessive detail. I think he tried to answer one thing about Brady. If you've noticed over the years in those post game news conferences, win or lose. Pretty much the same demeanor, same attitude, never blows off reporters like his head coach does. Always tries to give, maybe he doesn't always say everything, but he always tries to give a polite answer. Maybe that was more of in the polite answer category. Yeah, play that second one again, the one where he sounds very philosophical and defeatist almost.
Hmm. Every year is different as you walk into, whether it be the regular season, the postseason, the Final Four. What makes this year different than all the others?
What makes this year different than...
What makes this team this year, kind of the feeling you have, different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, unique team. It's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it was into the question.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into that. I would really
unless he revealed an element of truth,
but he didn't mean to.
But
I thought the real Tom Brady was revealed in the first cut we played from Mutt and Callahan, where he's doing his usual thing, looking at the game film, trying to get as much rest, pointing to this is the biggest game of the year, which it is. I wouldn't worry about Tom Brady. 617-779-7937. We go up to New Hampshire. Tom, you're next on Sports Radio.
Hi, Tom.
It's an absolute pleasure to speak with you guys. I've listened to you guys going way back, I would say 15, 20 years, and my opinion, the best show on the radio by far.
We're going to hire you as our agent. Good stuff, Tom.
Yeah, we need one.
Yep.
With all the changes on that station, I don't know why someone doesn't wake up and put you guys in there as a regular gig during the week, because I think the show would be a big hit.
Are you kidding? We can't even get vacation times
to
back up people.
Our program director's name is Joe Zarbano at WEEI.com. Pass along your sentiments. We'd appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, and Larry, I had to tell you, I heard you touch earlier about losing your dog, and I was just heartbroken for you. I've got this big old black lab myself. He's 14 years old.
Oh, geez.
He's like me. He's heavy. He doesn't move too good anymore, but I'm already heartbroken because I know that day is going to come.
I haven't gotten over it yet. He died on August 19th, and I haven't gotten over it yet. I got a video of him on my phone and everything, and I refuse to get rid of it.
I totally understand. A couple of things I wanted to just throw at you guys. I've listened for so long, and I have not heard from Jack from Lynn or Frank from Gloucester. I hope they're okay. Because
they both passed. In my opinion, they both passed away.
Oh my word! I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's another sad moment.
Jack probably died 3 or 4 years ago. Frank left us maybe last year.
Great callers.
Two of the greatest callers of all time.
From the Cape.
And Butch,
and he passed away.
Butch died way back in 2001, believe it or not.
I know it.
Yep.
Well, as far as the Pats game, I think that if Brady and Gronk can't find their fountain of youth, I think they're done.
Well, that's the problem. We've been talking about, you know, Tom versus time, and the time right now, it's past versus present. If they can call up the glory from the past, they have a chance to win.
Gronk took a precipitous drop, though. I mean, he used to be the best tight end in the league.
He fell off the cliff.
Down about fourth.
Yeah. Tom hasn't fallen off the cliff, but he's rolling down the hill right now. And here's the problem, and thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate the kind words. It really is a past versus present kind of thing. The people that think...
That's why you want to dismiss it, but that quote from Brady was really different.
Right. So that,
really different.
So that concerns you, then?
It does, yeah.
Okay. All right. Missy,
if he's thinking that way...
Well, Missy from Framingham doesn't quite read into it the same way as you do. Missy, you think that Tom is not resigned to losing tomorrow.
Can I just say a couple things? I only need a few seconds. First of all, right... Thank you for having me on, and I do love your show.
Thank you for calling.
Like I don't like the fair weather fans and the bandwagon fans because, you know what, people don't know, a lot of the people out there don't know how awesome it is to be in the playoffs or to even make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And to put this all on Tom, you know what, we have to play complimentary football. That's it. A football game any given Sunday. Any given game, anything could happen. So, people, we need to execute. We need to protect the ball. We need to protect Tom. We need to, like, if there's a punt, hey, maybe special teams can get it within the 10-yard line, down it within the 10. You know what I mean? So let's not just put this on Tom. All right, because everybody just wants to, oh, my God, if Tom doesn't, you know, do this and do that. Let's give the guy a break, please.
No,
let's just appreciate greatness because, you know what, to make it to 8 Super Bowls, you know, and win 5, you know, people, let's just take it a little easy because this guy is unbelievable. He is the greatest of all time.
Do you go to the games, Missy?
We can be in the playoffs.
Missy, do you go to the games?
I do go to the games. We have season tickets. You know, we've had season tickets since it was Schaefer Stadium.
How can you stand it? It's so freezing cold out there.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm going to watch it with my mom and dad this weekend, and we're going to have other family there. But, you know, I just don't understand how everybody, and Tom's not resigned. You know what? And maybe he's a little bit older. I don't care. I don't even want to talk about that. I'm just so psyched that we have another opportunity to play in the playoffs. There's some franchises that have never even made it to a Super Bowl.
Right.
But you know what? I think all that perspective and all those philosophical musings, I think you're absolutely right. Every game is important.
Philosophical musings. Yeah. It's fact.
But Missy, I think people, you said it best. The bar has been set exponentially high. So
they need to chill out, right? Because you know what? It's football. It's football. That's all. Just like Belichick says, you know, like Belichick's press conference the other day. Like the media, you guys are just so, you scrutinize, not you particularly, I'm not saying anything personal. People scrutinize. Somebody was asking Belichick a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, about Williams. They said one. What about Williams on Sandy, on the Chargers? And he's like, there are two. And then, you know what happens? Later in the day and then the next day in the media, they're like, oh, Belichick reamed him out. No, he didn't. He even answered the question, and he was like, which Williams? There are two with the receiver. You know what I mean? And he still answered the question, but everyone was like, oh, my God, you know, the devil himself, Belichick, you have to ask a question. And da-da-da. No, he still, like, you know, was like calm, cool, and collective up there, and he was like, you know what I mean? But everybody has to jump all over Belichick because he's so brutal in the press conferences. You know what? Why don't we just let them play the game, do what they do, and see what happens, and enjoy greatness? Because that's what we've been witnessing for 2 decades.
I do think we're spoiled. I really do.
Yeah, and again, because we are so spoiled, we are so used to winning, it's become the gold standard, the greatest, without doubt, the greatest coach. the greatest quarterback.
They are going to lose.
And the greatest franchise. This is the greatest franchise in the history, certainly this era. The Packers did it for about 10 years. Steelers did it for 10. Cowboys more or less for 10. 49ers for 10. These guys have been doing it for 18 years. Nothing. You will never see anything like this. But unfortunately, Missy, this isn't the time to take a step back and assess the body of work. They still got a job to do. They got to win that game tomorrow. And, you know, I can understand why some people, based on the fact that Brady didn't go to OTAs, did not work with his wide receivers in the summer the way he has, doesn't seem as committed. And one of the reasons why Tom Brady is Tom Brady, no one put more of an effort into becoming a better quarterback. It wasn't just about pure talent. He did everything he had to do. Obviously, he's gifted. You can't perform at that level without it. But no one put the time and the effort, the energy, the sacrifice more than Brady did. And it's a fair question to ask, Larry, and you asked it too, and you were alarmed by it. Is this the same Tom Brady? We know it isn't on the field.
We all ask that, though.
Right.
Even with ourselves at some point.
Right. But, you know, and there will be a time, and everybody, I mean, already he's the greatest player of all time, and we're going to savor it and appreciate it and revel in it when it all comes to an end, which it's going to happen probably sooner than later. That's just the reality.
It always does.
All right. 617-779-7937. The reality is, sooner or later, Mustard and Johnson will have to give way to Mark James and Greg Dickerson. It is happening very soon, as a matter of fact. A couple more calls, and then it's James and Dickerson right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
You're rocking the weekend with Mustard and Johnson. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI and WEEI.com.
It's Mustard and Johnson Sports Radio, WEEI. You can cut the tension with a knife. Dickerson and James in the same studio. Wow.
Dickerson just stormed out.
Dickerson
stormed out and the show hasn't even started yet.
While the commercial break was going on, because I listened intently to all of our sponsors, Greg comes in. We have a nice chat. As soon as James walks in, Dickerson walks out.
Now he's in there bothering Bridget.
I don't think so. 617-779-7937. Our last caller, as usual, our closer extraordinaire. Butch is no longer with us.
That'd be a story.
If Andy is our starter, John certainly has proven to be a reliable closer all these years. John, you're next on Sports Radio.
Aw, shucks, you guys.
I know you're blushing. I can feel it right through the telephone.
I absolutely am. Yeah. And Larry and any others concerned with this issue, a big key is get rid of those white flour carbs, because they turn to sugar in your system, and start drinking those sugary drinks.
The only thing I really drink is
like
a lot of
mainlining.
I drink Crystal Light a lot.
So you're blaming whites for all this problem. That would be something Larry could grab onto. Yeah.
talk about the NFL coaching ranks.
Think about just white sugar, not brown sugar, Larry.
And drinking a soda is like mainlining 10 tablespoons of sugar into your body.
Well, you know that the soda companies have had to really shift their focus. They're making more money now with bottled water than they're doing with their sugary treats.
I love Dasani.
Dasani?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottled water.
Yeah.
All right. Since everybody's going all X's and O's, Josh McDaniel, we know he listens to your program, so here's what goes. They got to set first series. They got to try to do a quick pass and heavy, and hopefully get a good drive together. And the second drive, try to establish the run so they can have your favorite thing, Craig, balance. They need balance today.
Yeah, well, I think all teams shoot for that. I'm sure that's a goal that, you know, the game plan would call for, and that's the way to beat a very balanced Chargers defense. But show me that you can do that in the playoffs. Commit to the run. Be disciplined and patient enough to do it. This Patriot team hasn't done that in years.
Well, if it works, why not keep up with it? I'm not saying exclusively, but, you know, mix it up a little. That's all.
Right. And
I'll tell you, I had a thought watching San Diego last week.
John, it's not San Diego. I'm trying to work this out. It's L.A.
It'll always be San Diego to me.
I know.
Moving these damn teams around on the poor fans. Gulp was my thought. They looked really good. They were a well-rounded, balanced team, and they got some
beef
on the defense. So it almost wanted me to, I almost wanted to take back my vote to get them instead of the Ravens after watching this. Oh, by the way, did some sage caller last week mention that Mr. Jackson puts the ball on the ground on occasion?
Was that you? Wait a minute. So you last week stated that you'd rather play San Diego than the Ravens?
Yes.
Yeah, I said it too. I just said San Diego.
Gingerly.
Yeah.
Not overflowing with confidence.
But based on what I saw last week, if the Ravens had somehow won that game, and they were in position to at least tie the game before the strip sack, that would have been cannon fodder for the Patriots this week, I would think. I think the Chargers pose a much more difficult challenge than the Ravens. Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. Although
I think we got to hope that Mr. Rivers, I like him too, but he will give up a pick now and again.
Right. So yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. The easiest path to an AFC title would have been Houston. And a lot of people were rooting for the Texans, but that was pretty apparent. It wasn't going to go that way by the first half, 21-0, 21-3 at the half, whatever it was.
Right. And I'll tell you another X and O thing. Landon Roberts has kind of bugged the heck out of me for the last couple of years because he seems to fly around and pick the wrong hole a lot of times or get washed out in the rinse.
Right.
He was, like, reading and then flowing to the ball last year like I don't think I've ever seen him do it because I like to watch the line play, too. I think I've bored you before with my poor man all 22. I record it and then so I can fiddle and diddle with reverse.
Right,
and backwards.
Right. I love that.
And I watched him quite a bit last week. He just seemed to read and flow to the ball much better than I've ever seen him do it. And the guy is a great hitter when he gets somebody.
Hey, this is like the Oscars. When you hear the music, you got to get off the stage.
Dickerson and James, I need to say no more than that. Fireworks about to erupt. Who knows what's going to happen at high noon. We say high noon, we really mean high noon.
High noon.
Oh, boy.
They get high before they come in here.
Thanks to Bridget on the other side of the glass. Have yourselves a good weekend. We'll check you out next week at 9 o'clock. Bye-bye,
nice
everybody.
Nice job, Bridget.